I'm not a, you know, horrible person just because I have stretched ears and piercings. Like, I'm actually really nice.
Each Thursday afternoon, in a quiet corner on the second floor of the downtown library, teens gathered for a circle conversation. They're participating in a program titled Most at Risk. Some students are on probation. We were not allowed to use their names or take photos of their faces because of their juvenile defender status. Some are still being held at the youth detention center, and probation officers were standing in the background. But I was allowed to record their voices. As the clock on the wall approached 5 p.m., we were allowed to eavesdrop on their discussion about getting into criminal trouble.
I was supposed to be locked up right now, but... but... the papers came out too late, so they gonna arrest me. But I'll see next month if I'm locked up or not. But I've been doing what I gotta do now, so I don't know.
These teens participate in a four-hour in-depth session. During their conversation circle, they share stories. One female teen worries about the perceptions people will have when they see her ankle bracelet.
You know, when I go to work now, I have to wear a long skirt. Like, I can't wear jeans like this because you can obviously see it. And it's like, you know, I don't want people looking at it and being like, oh, like, you're a bad kid, aren't you? You did something really, really horrible, didn't you? It's like, oh, what's that?
Teens who join the program range in age from 13 through 18. Young audiences work with Erie County's Departments of Mental Health, Social Services, as well as the Family Help Center.
But we do service youth who are challenged socially, economically, and emotionally.
Nancy Sternum is Director of Education for Young Audiences. She says they created the program to prevent youth from becoming repeat offenders.
And one of our goals is to reduce recidivism. And we thought, well, why don't we get to these kids before they're in the youth detention center.
How does that make you feel as far as, like, freedom is concerned?
And as the teens continue their conversation, one teenager says he doesn't worry about his ankle bracelet as he tries to get out of his past troubles.
I don't know. I don't really think about it on my ankle. I just let it sit there. Bro, let it sit there and do whatever. I don't think about going outside because I know I ain't gonna be on her. I ain't gonna be on it forever. So I just try to let it go by. Do what I gotta do so I can get off.
This discussion allows teens a chance to talk about issues and receive advice. Young audience leader Itina Fareed Cook is an education coordinator.
How much they fight against your support, no matter how much they say we don't understand as adults, we need to continue to have the stamina to help them because one day they'll be the ones to take care of us.
Fareed Cook says if you want to help teens, you must listen and understand their stories.
This day and age and these students and their age group really can tell who's listening, who's really paying attention, who really wants to help.
Every 12 weeks, a new group arrives for the Most At-Risk program, but some like to return, like 19-year-old Obadiah Robertson.
I'm very lucky that most of the things that I was doing, I didn't get arrested or get on probation for because I was doing a lot of troubling things.
Robertson thoughtfully described how important the Most At-Risk program has helped his life.
That changing point for everyone and to, like, basically have the mindset of doing well. And with these programs, it shows, like, I'm living proof, it shows that when we're here, it uplifts us. We have something to look forward to every week.
I'm really excited. I'm really happy when I see him and hear the different things that he's doing and hear other people marvel about him as well.
Do you feel almost like you're serving kind of as that after-school parent?
Yeah, a mentor in a sense, yeah. Definitely.
Yes, they definitely are my after-school parents. They help me out through a lot. And I know they would help me out if generally anything, if I needed help with anything, yeah, I would come to them. So.
Young Audiences works to blend the arts into their after-school program. This year's focus has been on digital art. Robertson says he's learned new leadership and personal skills, but also learned how to develop writing poetry.
Walking around in the blindness, I wonder. I wonder if I'll ever be happy again.
Robertson said before coming to Young Audiences, he hated his life. He even attempted a drug overdose. But now he's ready to move into adulthood with his new skills and confidence. Robertson wants to become a chef with plans to begin attending culinary school this summer. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Day by day, I'm going through shining brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Not wondering if I'm ever going to see that pill again. Not wondering.